Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 9, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we mark the abduction and disappearance of human rights activist Itai Zamara exactly 11 months ago.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter on the handle at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And as usual, we are streaming live on the internet. To view the live stream, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Tonight marks 11 months since the abduction and disappearance of human rights advocate Itai Zamara, who was seized by suspected state operatives in Harare on March 9 last year. His family and friends held a prayer meeting for his safe return at the Africa Unity Square today, with his wife Shefra and brother Patson appealing to his captors to release him.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the European Union expressed concern at the lack of progress by the government to locate Zamara or at least find out what happened to him. While the government says it has nothing to do with the Zamara abduction, his family and friends are not convinced. They maintain the government is culpable. What do you say? Please call us and give us your take. The number again, of course, is 202-619-2077. You can also send us your number on our WhatsApp number, which is 001-202-465-0318.
Ntunga. And just to read part of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights statement, they said, and I quote, "Those are responsible for disappearing Itai have committed a serious crime under international law. It is pertinent to note that in Zimbabwe, it is not only Itai who has been disappeared, but also other citizens, among them Paul Chizuze and Patrick Nabanyama, have been missing for several years without being accounted for." Emakhaya lichona njani ikuhlangana lokhu ngolwesibili mhla ka 9 kuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje udaba olusegudwini ludaba luka Itai Zamara, yena osefikise inyanga ezilichumi lanye 11 months enyamalele. Lizakhumbula ukubana wathunjwa mhla ka 9 ngoMarch eHarare ngabantu abangaziwayo, kodwa imuli yakhe labalwela amalungelo oluntu banakanela ukubana wathunjwa ngabantu abasebenzela uhulumende weZANU-PF, ikakhulu abakundaba ze-security, ababona ngendaba ze-security. Bemthumba njalo uZamara ngoba bengathakazeleli uhlelo lwakhe lokutshengisela Africa Unity Square. Labanye bakhe besithi uMongameli Robert Mugabe kumele asuke esikhundleni ngoba sehlulekile ukubusa kuhle. Ngakho babe lo mkhuleko abakoZamara labangane bakhe lamhlanje e-Africa Unity Square, bekhulekela ukubana nga uyaphenduka ekhaya, labo abangaba bemgcinile nga bayamekela aphenduke aze kuba le muli yakhe. Makadiba tereri kusangana uku muchirongwa che The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki, nasi msua 9 February, tiri kutarisa nyaya yekutsakatika kwa vaitai Zamara. avo vavane mimwedzi 11 vakusvitsa gore vakatsakatika va uye pasina anoziva kuti vari kupi uye kuti vari mpenyu here kana kuti kwete. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mugango nhasi. Mhuri yake neshamwari dzake nevamwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vasangana kuHarare nhasi kuAfrica Unity Square kunamatira kudzoka kwake Itai Dzamara. Asi vemhuri yake vari kuramba vachiti vari kupfungidzira kuti kutsakatika kwake kune chekuita nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Asi hurumende yava mugave iri kuzviramba izvi. Muri kuti chii nenyaya iyi? Ngati kurukurei vechidiki pamwe chete nemhuri yose yeZimbabwe, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Thank you then, Ntunga. Of course, Ntunga, as many of our listeners know, we have been following this story from the beginning, of course, even prior to the abduction of Itai Dzamara when he was staging the protest in Africa Unity Square. But of course, today we had an opportunity to speak to his wife, Amai Shefra Dzamara, where she mainly, I think what struck many people was the talking about her children, their children, when it comes to asking where is daddy. And she was saying that, you know, They know that, daddy was taken, but it's still questions of when is he coming back, which, of course, she is unable to answer.
Indeed, a very sad story.
Mm-hmm.
That has many people concerned and, really worried. Looking at other, disappearances that remain unaccounted for to this day, and also looking at the 2018 election, which is fast coming up.
Mm-hmm. With that there, Ntunga, we have our first guest joining us on the line, That is Kennedy Masie, who is a human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and of course was at once Itai Dzamara's lawyer. Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us this evening on The Connection.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been 11 months, Kennedy, since Dzamara disappeared without a trace. We know you once represented him, and you guys were once bludgeoned by state security apparatus when you went to, represent him when he was arrested. What's your take looking at, the fact that all this time has passed and still no one knows where he is and whether he's alive or not?
Well, basically, the prolonged time in investigating and at least knowing that the progress in the investigations by the police is a bit worrisome. Because you see, every citizen in Zimbabwe is protected by the constitution, and everyone has got the right to be protected by the law. And you see, there's no violation that violates, what has happened to Dzamara. That he is abducted and is still missing for now more than 11 months now. And there is no word coming from the government itself on the progress that they have done, or on at least informing the public and the family of the investigation, if any, that has been done to try to find traces of what could have happened to him. So as the lawyers were a bit concerned, because this is a situation that should not be allowed in any democratic society, where citizens just go missing and they are abducted by people who are suspected but are never investigated by the authorities. So basically, this 11 months are a bit worrisome, and it's actually frightening, given what is used that said that we're going into 2018 and we don't know whether the rest of the population in Zimbabwe will be protected during the time when they will be casting or trying to exercise that amount of right to choose another government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy, you mentioned there the High Court ruling that was set, I think it was in March after his disappearance, where the police were told to continuously update the family on their investigations. Any update in your, if you know of any, that you know they are keeping to their word or the ruling and updating the family within their investigations?
Well, it's been a while now since they have been any updates. I personally have not seen any updates that they have you know furnished to the High Court. It's a bit worrisome when you see the, such you know that the police themselves was. Standard that you know the police force in Zimbabwe is there to serve and protect the public, and if something like this happens, and where there are cases where you see vehicles are identified and certain numbers of vehicles are identified, you know it's actually standard procedure that you know investigation should be done, and at least the family be told of whether there's been any you know evidence yet or you know. It's been a while now, and it's also you know it's troubling some experience that we're experiencing as well. But there's nothing so far, and it's been a while, and 11 months is actually frightening.
Thank you, the Kenneth. Please do stay on the line. We also have MDCT. Youth secretary Love Mojino Puta. Love Monday. Zamara Agushita Gore Samara Pasnano Zagutari Kupi Arimpe New Eregana Guti Chi Uruku wana say nya.
Zamara Shunguruta, yeah no water. Nekutyisa nekuti mukoma itai dzamara munhu chizvarwa chezimbabwe uye chizvarwa chezimbabwe chakanga chiri kuita zvachaifungidzira kuti zviri pamutemo uye zvakanga zvitori pamutemo zvekuudza hurumende iripo kuti hurumende iri kutadza asi mukoma dzamara sekuza vatinoita tese vakawanikwa vachisangana nedambudziko rekutorwa zvisiri pamutemo uye zvekunyangariswa kusvikira pari nhasi mhuri yavo haisi kuziva kwavari zvino zvinoshungurudza kuti vamudzimai wavo nevana vanenge vakatarisira zvanezwa kuziva kuti mubaba wavo kana murime wavo ari kupi kuti hapana zviri kuwanikwa zvino zvinoshungurudza kuti ko iko kudhifa kana kuti kusawirirana pamafungiro kungaita here kuti munhu ange achikwanisa kusongana nedambudziko rakadaro zvinongokurisa izvo pachena kuti hurumende yatinayo hurumende isingachengetedzi kodzero dzevanhu kodzero dzeupenyu ihurumende isingachengetedzi security yevanhu asi hurumende inongotarisa iyo kuti simba rayo rachengetedzwa sei uye kuti simba rayo ramba riripo vana vezimbabwe havana mufaro vana vezimbabwe vanosongana nematambudziko akawanda zuva nezuva kunyangariswa yekurohwa yekuchisidzirwa nehurumende isingakwanisi kungobvuma kuti vana vezimbabwe vane kodzero yekunge vachidhifa nayo uye vana vezimbabwe vane kodzero yekufunga mufungiro unange wakasiyana nehurumende kunyaya yemukoma dzamara inongotirangaridza nekutiyeuchidza kuti zvakarwirwa nevakarwira nyika ino yerusununguko hazvisizvo zvatiri kuwana pari zvino vakaenda kuhondo vakarwira kuti nyika ino inge ine rusununguko kuti vanhu vanenge vachikwanisa kubatsira vachiita zvavanoda kana vachingazi muchirongo federal teachers association apa haisi kuonekwa so zvinongotipa simba rekuti tipedzise hondo yakatambwa hondo ichimurenga tipedzise payakasiyirwa panzira nekuti tavane hurumende yeumbimitoka hurumende isingakoshesi vana vayo
asi muri kupfungidzira kuti mhuri yake iri kuwanawo rutsigiro rwakakwana here kubva kuespecially civil society pamwe nemapoliticians neruzhinji rwezimbabwe pakuisa pressure pahurumende ZANU-PF apa kuti izivise vanhu kuti dzama rakaenda kupi
ndingati ndizvozvo asi ndigoti hazvisiri izvo nekuti zvandiri kuona ndezvekuti mhuri yaitaidza mara imhuri iri murima rekuti itaidza mara ari kupi uye kuti mupenyu here uye kuti ari kutendipanani kana ari mupenyu paari ipapo. So hapana chatichiri kunyatsokuitwa chakanatsozobatika chekuti tingati munhu
Hello, Mkomalavu mo? Hello, Mkomalavu mo? Ndofunga runare rwake rwakata. Si, tija yeza kumfonera zvekare. Mnumzana, Love mo chinoputsa lo obe kuluma uyo the secretary webandla le MDCT. Obe kuluma ge yena ngokuthi kuyadanisa ukuba na uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe ukanya engenzi lutho emizameni yokudinga umnumzana Itai Dzamara yena osefikise phose umnyaka wonke ethunjwe ngabantu abanakanelwa ukubana ngabacuphe bakahulumende njalo ongazakaliyo ukubana ungaphi mbale lapha istatement esikhitshwe inhlanganiso yamagqweta inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights bebe sithi bona kuyabakhathaza kakhulu kubana uDzamara kasabonakala okwesikhathi eside kangaka bathi nxa bekhangela emveni bekhangela udaba olufana loluka Paul Chizuze lo Patrick nabanyama labanye abaningi ngabantu labo abathunjwayo nje banyamalala njengoDzamara lanamhlanje kabazakala ukubana bangaphi abanye ngase becatshangela ukubana hayi kudala batshona tinemtereri parunare apa mkoma wangu ameno zitawanda
poshera
ndi mkoma tawanda ndiro zitere mkoma mno zitawanda alo mtereri
alo
ndi mkoma tawanda iri
ichokwadi
muribo
ndiribo chaizvo
muri kufona muri kupi
ndokumberengwa
Okay, kuri sei umberengwa uku
inzara chete
zvichanaka mudhara mapinda muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nenyaya Itai Dzamara
rongu baba ini ndinoona kuti hurumende nevemutemo havana chavari kuita chakakosha pakubatsira kuti Itai Dzamara auye kana kuti awanikwe zvichireva kuti vangangova neruoko pakushayikwa kwake zvikurusa nokuti tikatarisa mapeti issues anenge kufa kweshumba iya inonzi Sisu yakaita mukurumbira ikanesa asi pamweo upenyu hwemunhu hapana chiri kuitika chingabatika kuti hurumende iri kutibatsira sei chechipiri mukatarisa taingonzwa kuti vesecurity yeZimbabwe kana pakaitika mhosva yakadini ukangonzi security yeZimbabwe unotorera wanhongwa chete kana mukafananidza panyaya yababa Dzukwa tinoona kuti vanhu vakasungwa vakasungwa nokuti vaiopoza asi padisappear munhu an activist hapana kubatsirwa kana kusungwa kwatiri kunzwa kuri kuitwa zvichiva ne chiremera chekuti hurumende ingangova nechokuita mukati mazvo
saka kwoitwa sei apa mugomo wangu
chokuita masimba edu mashoma kuti tingadini asi hurumende ngaione zvainoita kuti vadzose munhu wavakadisapisa nokuti hapana umwe munhu ungaita saizvozvo kunze kwokuti mastate agency ndiwo anongofamba nemotikari dzisina manhamba dzichiita zvinhu zvakadaro and vane chokuita nazvo
aiwa tatenda mukoma tawanda pozvira kuumberengwa uku tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mugoma
tinotenda vama
yengo mulaleli utawanda usichayele ucingo esemberengwa uti yena abacuphi bakahulumende yiba abazakalayo ngokuhamba ngezimota ezingelama number plates ngoba abantu abathumba Itai ama number plates abo ababe wafakile kuthiwa ingawefeki yini ngakho akusabanga lo mzila ukubana bangathungathwa njani emveni kokuthumba uDzamara ngoba ama-number plates ababehamba ngawo ayingawefeki njalo uthi uhulumende vele ngoyazi oyazakalayo ngokuthumba abantu ngakho ucabangela ukubana kulumende wezanu PF nguye ole sandla olokwenza lokunyamalala kuka Dzamara.
Mhm. Kennedy Toya Kwauri, I hope you are still on the line. Mm-hmm. Just looking at, the implications of the abduction of Itai Dzamara. If he was indeed abducted along political lines, what does this mean for the Zimbabwean landscape looking forward to the 2018 elections?
Looking at this kind of situation that we're in connection with Dzamara, it actually says that towards the 2018 elections, things will not be looking good for human rights defenders. Because Itai Dzamara stood for what he felt was the right, what he felt needed to be addressed by the current government as a citizen, as an ordinary citizen, not even as a politician, but as an ordinary citizen. So looking towards the 2018 elections now, it would seem that anyone who then come up and try to exercise his right of freedom of expression, right of freedom of demonstrating, and civil rights, would then basically we have those rights abused. What happened to them is a flagrant disregard of the basic human rights. And if you want to maybe look at the few weeks into the year, where we saw even civil servants, teachers being, harassed, being beaten, being brutalized by the police. So usually they demonstrated that they wanted their, bonuses, they wanted their hard end case. And, the force that was met with that peaceful demonstration actually shows that, these institutions such as the security, sectors are not, really respecting those fundamental rights that are in the constitution. So come 2018, one can just imagine what will happen to any ordinary person who will try to then have his voice heard out there, exercising his right to cast his vote. And more so, if this is happening in the urban areas, one will then this picture that it would actually be worse in the rural areas where people don't have ready access to justice. So it is a very gloomy picture, going into 2018. And as human rights defenders, we feel that the government needs to urgently address this issue and have these rights respected by every branch of the government, irrespective of who is in the government.
Asi kana muchitaura one veruzhinji Mngoma Masiye vachiri kumurangarira here Itai kutsakatika kwake kana kuti vatokanganwa nezvake?
Avanhu vachiri kumurangarira Itai ende panenge fambo nzvimbozvizvaigotera Itai ende vanhu vachingova concerned about ari kupi akadzoka here. Nindisei rate Itai pamuromo nemupfungwa dzemunhu wese ari muzimbabwe, and ndinokutaurirai kuti munhu wese anoziva neza Itai ari kungonamatisa kuti angodzoka in one piece, and vanhu vachiri kungomurangarira and achiri kungotaura nezvake. And right now I think tichienda towards people Itai will start to resonate in their thoughts and start to ask those questions. The RGP, Agambita Fay, and Akatira Man. And I wonder what you thought about these things. I think as a responsible government, action, go by the way, if you want to go to the RGP, go to the RGP, anything, think of the ordinary person, Agatha, as you would know, even the Nigeria moment that I'm safe, and the kind of person that gets in the family, my authorities, Aripo, and the contact with the investigator, I think, one of the Hamad Dango, the regime that's all the
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Kennedy Ntunga. We have a few messages that came on our WhatsApp, and we have Smith Ngube who says, those who abducted Itai, please let be kind and let him free. Sinyarua says, he is still alive by the grace of God. And Jethro says, I am with the Dzamara family in there in my prayers. As a nation, God will answer us one day.
Indeed, we are now joined by Itai Dzamara's friend, mm-hmm. Charles Nyoni. They were together in the Occupy Africa Unity Square campaign. Nyoni, ngiya kwamukela uhle. Yeah, si ubone umthethwandaba usethula isinqumo ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Ubamba amapolisa ngamandla ukubana azise imuli kaZamara kanye labangane bakhe lo Zulu weZimbabwe nje ngemizamo yabo ukubana sebefike kuliphi ibanga ekuzameni ukumdinga uZamara. Ungathi liyasuthiseka yini ngendlela amapolisa aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi lo?
Ayisho nje ukuphithiseka akukho lapho ngoba kukhanya vele amapholisa phakathi kusize umbuso owakhiwa ngalo mthetho wendaba ukuthi babe besipha amavoti ngakwedlula kwemadlula amabili. Kusukisela lapho inanga amapholisa atshelwa khona ngikhosi ukuthi kumele babe nama-period for report kabazange bakhiphe ngitsho nakanye. Ngaphandle kokuqala lapho abaphonge ukuphumisa khona i-report engayitsho report nje bephonge kutshele ukuthi basadinga but kabakatholi i-information. So kusukisela khonapho kuzekuyalamuhla kabakatholi ukuthi vele kabaphendule njine kabakuqakathekisi ngoba bona baphezu kwemthetho.
Sikhangele sesiside isikhathi Nyoni sokukwanomnyaka, lokhu lilethemba yini lokuthi uyaphila lapha khona?
Njengabantu ababethanda omunye wabo besebenza laye kakuhle njalo ekhangelele ukuthi ancede iZimbabwe indlela ibe ihlala kakuhle. Lokhu singazenzi isikhangelele sokuthi uzaphindisa nje. Izinto isikhathi sesihambile kangaka umnyaka usuze ufani ngoba okunakhethi vele sesikhangelele ukuze si-celebrate i-one year since lokhu ehambile nje but kuyasibamba kubuhlungu izinati lakayini.
Thank you, the Charles. Please do stay on the line.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Ntunga, next month will be 1 year since Itai Dzamara disappeared. Let me just come quickly to you, Kennedy, before we go on our second half. There are some who, even Mai Sheffer herself, when she was speaking today on the program, who are a bit wary when it comes to the issue of abduction. What is their right within the Constitution, and can that really be upheld in Zimbabwe?
Yes, basically the constitution says that everyone has got the right to personal security, and everyone has got the right not to be protected by the law. So basically, no one shall be, like abducted like what happened to Dzamara, and even international law. But no, that is, so basically, what happened to Dzamara is
I think we might be losing him there. We'll just ask Kennedy just to walk around a bit about Ntunga, of course.
But, meanwhile, I'll quickly read the recommendations of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. They are calling on the government to stop and force the disappearances now and take all necessary and urgent measures to ascertain the whereabouts of Itai, Paul, and Patrick, among other disappeared and missing persons.
Mm-hmm. And to our guest, Kennedy Lovemore, and Charles, please hold on the line. We'll come right back to you and to our radio listeners. It's time to say goodnight, but we are streaming live on the internet, so head over to our website to check us out as we continue our conversation. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Good night, radio listeners. We'll be right back.